Hey there, I'm Lee Wade. You just tuned into WYSO Youth Radio. We're working with high schoolers across the area to share their stories through sound, straight from their lives to your ears. This next generation turned all the way up. Next up, we hear again from recent Ponent CTC grad, Tobias Ashlock. In this episode, Tobias continues exploring life with arthrogryposis multiplex congenita, or AMC. This time, he's talking with Tracy Schock from Findlay, Ohio, who also lives with AMC and has become one of his mentors.
Can you introduce yourself for people who don't know you?
Sure. My name is Tracy Schock, and I work for an agency that supports people who have developmental disabilities. I am a caseworker / quality assurance caseworker.
So you've lived with AMC for a very long time. Did your family know anything about AMC when you were born?
No, not at all. It was a total surprise because I'm 36. So the ultrasound didn't show a thing. After I was born, they took me to a children's hospital like an hour away. The pediatrician at the hospital had seen cases of it when he was in residency. So my parents actually knew within like 45 minutes what it was and a general idea that I was going to live.
What was school life like for like elementary school?
So I grew up in a very, very small town here in Northwest Ohio. So I was only one of like 32 kids in my class. My elementary school was really a really old building. So it was really hard from a physical standpoint because it was three levels. And so every year they had to move my classroom from whatever floor it was on to the floor that I could get to. Being the only one in my class with a physical disability was really hard. There was no wheelchair users in my elementary building at all when I was there. So that was hard.
Were there differences from you managing elementary school compared to like middle or high school?
So when I went to middle school, they had installed an elevator in that building, not just a ramp. So I could actually go up and down from, you know, from classroom to classroom as I was supposed to at that age. So it was a little bit easier from a physical standpoint. And, but junior high is just hard. Like it's just that awkward age of life that, you know, I think the disability made it a little bit harder, but I don't think it was the sole reason why junior high is just tough. Starting my period. Yeah. That whole time of life, I would never want to relive. And it was, from a physical standpoint, my mom didn't really have anybody to bounce ideas off of how to help me manage it because there was no AMC support, right? She didn't have any other moms of older girls to help me navigate the physical part of, you know, pads and tampons. And now they got the cool things called period underwear, which were totally not a thing when I was growing up. So yay, technology. And then when I went to high school, my school district actually got a brand new building. So it was all one level, no steps, no elevator. So that was pretty great.
Did you end up going to college?
I did. Yep. I went to Ohio State. I started off at the regional campus of Ohio State, Marion. And it turned out to be a super great option because one, I got better scholarships there. And two, it was much more accessible than main campus. I've got a bachelor's degree in political science and disability studies.
Going into like support group stuff, because it's become like a really big thing now. When you found the support group, was it a good thing for you?
Oh, it was fantastic. So I was a senior in high school 18 years ago. My English teacher didn't have anything for us to do. So I went over to the computer and searched arthrogryposis, and up popped the very first AMC convention, as they called it then. I don't know if I printed the information, but I took down the information. I went home and I told mom that we were going. Like, I didn't ask her. I told her we're going to this convention because it was only a 5-hour drive to Chicago and I can easily drive 5 hours. She kind of looked at me with shock because she wasn't a real big fan at the time of connecting with other people. I think she still had a lot of trauma from when I was born, and they told her horrible things about, you know, AMC. But she went, and we had a great time, and it was life-changing, to say the least. I remember walking into the hotel for the first time. I was absolutely, like, I think I gasped, like, somebody with hands like mine was basically what it was, and someone who walked, you know, pretty similar to me. So, yeah, to say that was a life-changing experience is an understatement.
What was the significance for you of the yearly conference gathering?
I have gone to almost every conference. The only conference I missed in the last 18 years was 2010. And it's now like the thing that mom and I do every year. And it's just that one time a year where I can be in a space and I'm not different. There's nobody's staring at me because I'm different. Everyone moves like me. They eat like me. You know, I can talk about things that I can only talk to about with other people who live with limb differences like mine.
That's really powerful stuff, I will say. Now I'm going to open the floor to you to talk about your life now, accomplishments, your husband, if you'd like, anything.
Let's see. So I'm married. We've been married for 5.5 years, and we've been together 10 and a half years. He has AMC too, little bit, I wouldn't say more mild. I would say it's different. So even though I look more affected in my arms, I'm much more capable at doing things than in certain respects than he is, and vice versa. So I can't reach below my knees very well. So I can't pick things up off the ground. Can't like kneel at all, where he can kneel and he can reach the ground a little bit easier, but he can't lift anything with both hands. So he has one arm that almost just doesn't, like, he can't lift it away from his body. So I actually get the hot stuff out of the oven because my arms work together a little bit more easy. So we make a good team. I put his socks on sometimes. He ties my hair back. You know, we take care of each other in that way. He'll shave my legs. You know, I'll shave his face sometimes if he doesn't want to. Or we do each other's toenails. That's some, because neither of us can reach our feet to do that. So we play off each other's strengths where we can to make life work.
Has being with your husband helped you kind of accept the fact that you do have AMC and it does kind of impede on your abilities sometimes?
Oh yeah. I would say being with John has been very, what's the word I'm looking for? Comforting, I guess, because I'm never alone. You know, like, I wake up every day and there's always somebody who, like me, has limitations we both have to contend with. It's not just a one-sided, I'm the one that always needs help. So it kind of makes the partnership a little bit more equal in that regard. You know, we equally have to rely on each other for specific physical things that if we weren't both disabled would not be the case.
That's wow. Sorry, I didn't think about it from that standpoint. Wow.
Yeah. There's, you know, I don't know what it's like to be married to someone who's able-bodied, and, you know, people who are in relationships where one person is not disabled and one person is. I've been told that, you know, they make it work, and the person who has the physical limitations may pick up more of the slack of, you know, doing finances or the making the calls, you know, the grunge of life, right? But from a physical standpoint, John and I are kind of on equal playing fields in that respect.
Do you have any final thoughts before we wrap this thing up?
I guess my final thought would be, you know, if you have AMC, don't let it stop you. You know, we live in a great country that gives you all kinds of services and accommodations if you know what doors to knock on, and, you know, keep knocking on them to get the things that you need to make life, to give you the life that you want, right? It might be a fight, but it's worth it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
A huge thank you to Tobias and Tracy for that insightful conversation. And thank you to Joanne Cassell, the media arts teacher at Ponant's Career Technology Center, for making this story happen. WYSO Youth Radio is made possible with support from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council. And it's produced right here at WYSO and the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices.